flesh anointed by the Holy Ghost. You need to understand that. Jesus doesn't even want you to put Him in that place when you see His earthly ministry of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's who He is raised and exalted, saying, all authority in heaven and earth. Because now He shed His blood, and now He's ascended on high. A man's at the right hand of God in the holiest place. A man representing man. When I go to the Father through the mediation of Jesus, I've got the Father's heart, I've got His ear, I've got every promise, I've got His favor. And that's why I smile a lot. Do you see? Do you understand what I believe? He's there sitting for me. He chose forever to sit at the right hand of God for me. Because He knew someday I'd need Him. He knew someday I'd come to my senses by His grace and need Him. Surely His salvation is near to those who fear Him. Verse 9, that glory may dwell in our land. Watch this. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace. Watch this. Have kissed. Righteousness and peace go together. You'll find it several places in the Bible. You know why? Because when you receive your righteousness, you'll realize you have peace with God. Do you know Jesus was a little baby in a manger? Swaddling clothes, a humble little manger scene. Smelly animals, manure. Come on, be real. Musty old animals. And that's where God had His Son birth. God filled the whole sky with angels. A multitude. And they said, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward man. God was so excited in heaven, I believe He got up off the throne and was shouting through the angels to the earth because His Son was on the scene. 30-some years yet from the cross, but God couldn't help announce, world, I've come to save you, come to deliver. I'm not moved by sin. I know how bad it's been, but I'm still God. Peace on earth, goodwill toward man. My Son is on the earth. 30-some years before the cross. And there's God shouting, prophesying, excited. Not impatient, just excited. That's how much He loves us. He knew in 30 short years, which to God is, whoop. I mean, He's been since the beginning. Someday we'll understand that. Okay. I don't have that revelation, sorry. But I know He's God. Amen? See, 30-some years, He was so excited to show how much He loved us and wanted us delivered. But He waited till the fullness of times. There's a timing and a will in God in all this so that we can learn and understand, so we can see how bad it had gotten, see how desolate we are without God, to see through the law how bad we've become in and of ourselves, so that we would be humbled and turn back to God and realize our need for a Savior. So Jesus is heading to the cross. God's shouting through the angels, peace on earth and what? Goodwill toward man. Amen. Righteousness and peace. Romans 5, therefore we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been justified by faith, having access in this grace in which we now stand in the hope of the glory of God. With peace with God. Flip to me, with me to 112 quick. Psalms 112. Real quick. The ability to stand right before God. You getting that definition? Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. See, how can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to the Word. You can't change yourself, but the Word will change you as you release your faith, as you say yes to God. See, Psalms 119 says the Word will cleanse a young man's ways. Not your great effort. The Word. Seeing who God is through His Word and saying yes to God, and grace starts transforming. It's very wonderful. Then God gets all the glory. His descendants, this man that delights in the Lord's commandments, his descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. And his righteousness, I like this, endures forever. Why? Because God won't change His mind. I'm saved. I'm saved through the blood. A million years from now, I know this is sound weird, but a million years from now, He's not going to stand up and say, "Stop! I shouldn't have saved Dan. Escort him out." I've been thinking about this for a million years, and I'm just thinking, you know what? He probably shouldn't be here. He didn't do enough good. I probably ought to remove him. He missed a couple Sundays that year. And you know what? He was really thinking wrong in the year of escort him out. Righteousness endures. Once God says you're right, bless God, you're right. It'll mess you up. See, don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let the devil depress you. See, what a tragedy when God says through His Son, "I love you," and we resist it and find reasons why He can or why He shouldn't or why I shouldn't receive it. People do it all the time. One of our greatest difficulties is receiving the love of God. Finding a reason why it can't be that good for me and real for me and easy for me when it has nothing to do with you. God is love. And He loves you. See, it endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious, full of compassion, and righteous. He's talking about the man that's righteous right now. He's gracious, He's full of compassion. See, righteousness puts your life in order. It allows who God is to come into you.